This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The similarities between convicted abortion practitioner Kermit Gosnell and Houston-based abortion practitioner Douglas Carpin are striking. LifeNews.com has details, but it should suffice to say that there are similarities between both abortion methods and maternal deaths in botched abortions. Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, points out that even the disregard by authorities in both Pennsylvania and Texas of patient complaints has allowed both men to continue their illegal operations. As if to remind us that there are many more problem cases across the country, Maryland officials have permanently revoked the medical license of abortionist Nicola Riley. Maryland officials' scathing 24-page report may indicate a new kind of reaction from states to abuse by abortionists. This is Life News Radio. It takes courage to follow Christ closely at all times during life. June 1st, college and young adults are taking time to make discoveries from the very practical to the very spiritual at the Via Vitae Conference. Networking, how to reach career goals, discerning how to hear God calling you, reflections on justice and the meaning of life are all part of the conference Saturday, June 1st in Tacoma, Washington. Register at viavitaeconference.com or web search Tacoma Way of Life Conference. In other news, Vermont is now the third state to legalize assisted suicide. Hospitals are opting to delay implementation. Conservative activists are planning protests at IRS offices nationwide over recent abuses. One marriage issue group is also suing the IRS for leaking names and addresses of its donors. And New Yorkers are countering Governor Cuomo's recent expansion of late-term abortions there. Cuomo seeks, among other things, to revoke all pro-life measures from state law. This has been Life News Radio.